Welcome to the Orthodox Union Daily Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. I hope that you had a wonderful and relaxing Shabbos and that you're having a great day. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's call on the 17th day of the Omer. I'd like to thank all of our wonderful and generous sponsors, and you can view them as always prominently listed in the daily email. If you'd like to sponsor future calls, whether it be to commemorate a yard site, for someone in need of a refuah, to celebrate a simcha, or any occasion, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. The deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's email is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. On behalf of the OU, I am honored to introduce Rabbi Shaul Robinson, a Mora d'Asra of Lincoln Square Synagogue in Manhattan, New York, to share Divrei Chizuk, words of inspiration. This will be immediately followed by Rabbi Robinson reciting three chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Zayin, and Kuf Lamed. That's 20, 27, and 130. There are links for those in the daily email. Following the recitation of Tehillim, Rabbi Robinson will recite the Mishaberach Lecholim and Acheinu. Please stay tuned after Rabbi Robinson concludes for information regarding the speaker for tomorrow's call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Robinson.
Thank you, Rabbi Herman, and Shalom Aleichem, and a warm reach out from a rather gray Upper West Side of Manhattan. I hope wherever you are, you're doing well, and Bezrat Hashem, we continue to get through these extremely difficult days together. I want to thank Rabbi Herman and thank the Orthodox Union for the incredible leadership that they have shown over these last few weeks and continue to and will continue, Bezrat Hashem, to lead us to much, much greater places. As we transition from Shabbos to the weekday and from Chodesh Nisan to Chodesh Iyar, I've been thinking a lot about transitions, a transition from the two parshiot of last week, of yesterday, Tazria, Metzora, transition that we'll all, please God, undergo very soon from consignment, from Badad, Yashav, quarantined and cut off and distant, to the birds flying Alpanea Sadeh, flying free and symbolizing new horizons that we can once again get out and mingle. I've been thinking a lot as well about the transition that the Jewish people are experiencing in the calendar from Yom HaShoah last week to Yom HaAtzmaut this week. This triumph and the story of our people, a people of tremendous resilience, that no matter what comes our way, we have, and it's never easy, but we have, thank God, and with Hashem's help, the ability to get through the most challenging times, even times far more challenging than this, and to rebuild, and to keep hoping, and to keep dreaming, and to keep living. But I actually want to focus our attention on a different part of this week's Parsha Achrimot Kedoshim, because although it's important to live in hope and anticipation of future transition, we also need to live and get chizuk strength from the here and now. And in this week's parsha, we find a mitzvah that is really at the basis of almost everything we're being instructed to do right now by our rabbonim and by our health officials. Ushmartem et chukotai v'et mishpatai asher yaseh otam adam v'chai bahem ani Hashem. The Almighty tells us, you will keep all of my commandments that a person does, v'chai bahem, and you will live through them. I am Hashem. And famously, Chazal tell us, v'chai bahem, v'lo shi'amut bahem. We keep the mitzvahs in order to live, and not, God forbid, in order to be a source of death. That's why a person is able to, not just able to, command it, to break Shabbat. This past Shabbos, my phone rang at 3 a.m. with an urgent shail of Pekuach Nefesh that it was completely correct for the person to call and would have been terribly wrong not for them to call. Without hesitation, we break Shabbat to save a life. Without hesitation, in these days, we avoid all gathering, all minyanim, all shuls, all schools, as tragically difficult as it is, in order to save a life. But there's another aspect to V'chai Bahem. And the Chidushi Harim, the founder of the Gerer Chasidut, the grandfather of the Sfat Emet, writes as follows. He says, Sadikim Pirshu She'aseha Mitzvah Im Chayot V'lo B'Atzelut. we're told that v'chai b'hem means that whenever a person does a mitzvah, he should do it or she should do it in the way of maximum chiyus, of maximum life. Mitzvahs are not burdens. Mitzvahs are not mere obligations that one wants to discharge and get out of the way. Do a mitzvah v'chai b'hem, and do it with all your life. And the Chidushi Arim says that's a standard explanation that we Hasidim give. Do all the mitzvahs with b'chius, with life. But then he says something remarkable. In fact, it means more than that. Ulam ha-pirush ha-amuk mizeh. There's an even deeper explanation. Hainu shi'ir koch yutu kashur ba-mitzvah. That is to say that a person should understand that all their chiyus, all their life, and all their life force comes from doing mitzvot. And I know that many people struggle right now with isolation, with being alone, and not being able to go to work, and not being able to see friends, and they struggle for a sense of meaning and purpose. For so many of us, and I put myself in this category as well frequently, the days and the weeks stretch before us, and it's very difficult. But a Jew, the Chidushi HaRim reminds us, no Jew need ever wake up in the morning and ask themselves, what does God want of me? We have, even in isolation, even confined to our home, hundreds of mitzvot to do on a daily basis, not just daven and brachas, picking up a phone, doing chesed, giving tzedakah, checking in on people. There are literally dozens of mitzvahs that await us every moment of every day. And when we look and we struggle to find meaning and to find inspiration in these difficult times, we have to remember that Hashem wants so much to channel life, energy, a sense of purpose, meaning, and accomplishment to us. And he does that through our accomplishing and our doing all of the hundreds of mitzvahs that he makes available to us on a daily basis. May Hashem hear our prayers. May Hashem reward us for our mitzvahs. May Hashem send healing and bracha to us, our communities, to all of humanity. We'll continue now with the recitation of Tehillim. First of all, chapter 20. And I'm going to recite, not responsibly, we'll recite together. Lamanatseach mizmor leDavid. Yamcha dunai biyom tzara, yisagevcha Hashem Elohei Yaakov. Yishlach ezrcha mikodesh, umitzion yisadeka. Yizkor kol minchotecha v'olatcha yidashanes vela. Ten lecha kilvavecha v'chol atzdecha yimale. Niranena b'shuatecha u'b'shem Eloheinu nidgol male Adonai kol mishalotecha. Ata yadati ki oshe Adonai mishicho yanehu mishmei kodsho b'gvurot yesha yimino. Eila v'rechev ve'eila v'susim. Va'anachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazkir. Hema karu v'nafalu, va'anachnu kamnu v'nitodad. Adonai Hoshia, ha'melech ya'aneinu v'yom kareinu. And we continue with Psalm 27, Mizmor Kaf Zayin. L'David Adonai ori v'yishi b'mi ira. Adonai ma'oz chayai mimi efchad. Krov alai mireim le'echol b'sari, tzarai v'oivai li, heima kashlu v'nafalu. M'tachane alai machane lo yira li bi. Im takum alai milchama, b'zot ani voteach. Achat she'alti mi'et Adonai, ota abakesh shivti b'veit Adonai, kol yemei chayai, lachazot b'nom Adonai, ulavaker b'hechalo. Kitzbeneni b'suka b'yomra, yastireni b'seter o'olo, b'tsur yiromameni. Beata Yarum Roshi Aloivais Vivotai Bezbacha Bahola Zivche Terua Ashira Vazamra Ladunai Shema Adunai Koli Ekra Vechaneni Vaaneni Lecha Mar Libi Bakshu Fanai Panecha Adunai Abakesh Al Taster Panecha Mimeni Al Tat Be'af Abdecha Zrate Haita Valchenu Valtazveni Elohe Yishi Kiavi Vimi Azvuni Vadunai Yasveni Horeni Adunai Darkacha Umcheni Beorach Mishor Leman Shorai Altitneni Benefesh Tsarai Kikamu Vi Echeker Vifech Hamas Lulei he'emanti lirot b'tuv Adonai be'eretz chayim, kaveh el Adonai chazak v'yametz libecha v'kaveh el Adonai. And we'll finish before the Mishaberach with Psalm 130, Mizmor Kuf Lamet. Shir hama'alot mimamakim karaticha Adonai. Adonai shima b'koili, Tiena aznecha kashuvot lekol tachanunai. Im abonat tishmarya, Adonai mi ya'amod. Ki mecha aslicha, leman tivare. Kifeiti Adonai kivta nafshi, velidvaro ochalti. Nafshi ladunai mi shomrim laboker, shomrim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, Ki Adonai achesed v'harbe imo fedut, v'hu yifte et Yisrael mikol abonotav. And now recite the Mishaberach for the Choli, may Hashem send refuah shelema to all those in need and protect all of us from this terrible, terrible virus. I'll pause in the right place for everybody to add the names of individuals for whom you are davening. Mishaberach Avotenu Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov Moshe Aaron David Shlomo Yivarech V'Rafet. Ba'avur shanachnu mitpalalim ba'avuram, b'skaza kodesh baruch hu yibalei rachamim aleihem, lachlimam lefuotam, lachbikam lechayotam, yishlach lahem mehira refua shalema min ha'shamayim, lechol ivarem, lechol gideem, b'tov shakol Yisrael, refuot ha'nefesh, refuot ha'guf, hashta ba'aglav zman kariv, v'nomar, amen.
Achinu kol beis Yisrael, anitun batzara, yoshiviach, omdin bein bayam, ubein bayavasha, amakom yirachim alehem, yotiyem mitzara lebacha, meyafel leora, mishibu vigula, hashdal bagala, uzman kariv, v'nomar, amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Robinson. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all of those in need will be answered l'tova. And may the Rabboni Sha'olam, the master of the world, please speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow on Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time for words of inspiration from Rabbi Benjamin Samuels of Congregation Shari Tefillah in Boston, Massachusetts. This concludes today's call. Stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.